Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
Yeah, baby. You hello. Oh, sorry. Let me fix that. Hi, YouTube. It's good to see you. Hello, my name is Roxanne Wilson. To everyone, this is the Rox Talk Show. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. It is Friday, April 5th. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? Boom, boom, boom. I hope so. You know, they also say this is like today is a big travel day. This weekend, people are flocking to this little tiny strip of land that goes across Arizona, the U.S., not Arizona. No, I'm here in Arizona. No one's coming here. Why? Because everything's going on with, you know, on Monday is going to be the solar eclipse when they all, the earth, the moon, the sun are all one, or they all line up. And people are flocking to the different areas like Texas, Austin, Texas, for example, because they want to get a glimpse of this 4-minute thing. Is anyone, yep, the eclipse, exactly, Sage House. Is anyone, I'm curious, do you live in the area of the eclipse, number one, and number two, are you traveling to go there? Sage House says they're excited. By the way, y'all, I want to remind you, we're going to be talking all things water cooler talk. If you are on the tube, come and join us on the talk. We're having a conversation there, and we'll be doing the after show here there as well too. But if you're not able to catch it live, it's always nice to be here on the tube to catch that. So I hear some excitement about it. Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, it'll be interesting. I'm going to be in Arizona, so I don't think I'll see a thing. It's kind of sad because I used to live in Austin and I used to live in Waco. And I'm like, what? It's literally going to be hanging out there to begin with. You're not going to fall into any eclipse portals. Sage Out says no. I know. You got to wonder. You got to wonder. And then also if everyone's looking up in the air, what's happening? Like, is someone, you just wonder for 4 minutes you could, it's a major distraction. Can we just agree on that? So I'm just wondering, oh, well, what a distraction. What are we not watching? Not to be conspiracist, but I'm just saying. So today we're going to be talking about shoes. I'm curious to know, we're going to talk about trending shoes. We're going to talk about eating. How do you eat? And what to watch? Those are just some of the things. If there's something you want to pop in the chat anywhere, we'll talk about those as well too. So listen, I have a question for you. If you could choose one type of shoe to wear, you could only have one type of shoe to wear for the rest of your life, what would that shoe be? For example, would it be heels? Would you wear flats? Would you wear Jordans? Would you wear sneakers? What shoes, flip-flops, could you not live without? Sage House says slides. Slides are your jam. Okay, so we got slides, which are really comfortable. I'm digging that. The reason I ask that, and you can keep on putting it in the chat, is because there is one type of shoe that right now is taking over like by storm. It's becoming super popular and it's trending. And I'm a little bit surprised because what's old is new again. It is in the flat genre, and it happens to be Mary Janes. Do you remember Mary Janes? Oh, do you? Sage House, you wear size 15. Do you find it hard to find shoes? Or you found like your specific places you can find them? Mary Janes were those shoes that were flat and they had that one strap across. Y'all, Mary Janes were in when I was in junior high. And I know that wasn't the first time because I remember my mom was like, oh my gosh, we used to wear those shoes when we were little. And my dad was like, oh, I remember the girls used to wear those shoes. When we wore them, they'd have like a little heel or they'd have a tall, like a little platform. But Mary Janes are back in the flat region, different colors, different, all those things. Yeah, I bet it's hard. I hope you found like your one thing and you're going with it. I was trying to answer that question myself too. If I had to choose one shoe to wear for the rest of my life, what would it be? And I think what it would be, because I'm 5'3" and so a little height is good, but I'm also flat footed, so it can't be uncomfortable. I don't know how people do it, but I'm impressed. I think it would be a wedge. So it looks like I'm really tall and I've got my heels going on, but they're a platform wedge is what I mean to say, so that the platform is actually making it, helping the height. I think that's what I'd wear. Although if you could find me, get me into the whole sneakerhead thing, there's some cool sneakers. I might be down for that, especially ones with heels. Say Chelsea, definitely a sandals and heel girly, but since I've had your kids, your size changed. I hear that a lot. Like your shoes get bigger. Is that, or your shoes, your feet get bigger when you have kids. There's a lot of changes that happen when women have kids that nobody talks about. And you just kind of find out after the fact. Good to see you, Deborah. I'm glad you're here. I find that very interesting. So your size has changed. It's interesting to me that flats are back. I think that might be an answer where people are like, you know what? We're done with the uncomfortable. Like when we were in the big, great lockdown, which I do call it the lockdown because I lived in California and that was a lockdown at the time. People were like, why am I getting dressed? Athleisure wear is the bomb, which it was, except in spandex. You don't realize how much you've gained weight. And so it's another thing. But I think that maybe we're saying comfort over fashion. And maybe that is why people are leaning into the flats and the Mary Janes are a little bit cuter. Could be. Next thing we're going to talk about, let's talk about food. I have another question for you. Fridays might just become question days. I'm not sure. But my question for you is this. If you had, or no, sorry. When you're eating, think lunch or dinner specifically. I want to know, how do you eat your food? Do you eat it in an order? Can the food touch? Are you particular, or do you like take a bite of each to kind of get a mix, or maybe you mix it on your fork and then eat it to get the like the top chef type of full bite? How do you eat your food? There's a method to my, you know, there's a reason for every question I ask you. How are you eating your food? Do tell me. Inquiring minds want to know. And the reason I ask as you're writing it down is because there's a Redefined Woman says, I have no method. Sage House says, it depends on who's watching. You both are cracking me up. Now, the reason I ask you specifically is this. Apparently, there's a new diet out there that is trending all over social media and the web, the World Wide Web, and it's called nutrient sequencing. It has a very fancy name. Remember when diets were just like, I'm doing the cabbage diet. No, this is nutrient sequencing. It sounds very, very, thank you for my corn on the cob. Speaking of diet, thank you so much, Sage House. I appreciate that. Oh my goodness. Thank you. So here is what, you know what though, Sage House, I always wonder, why is the corn on the cob already bitten? Like who had the first bite? If you're not on the tube, you gotta check the talk, you'll know. So this is how nutrient sequencing works. The thought process behind it is that it's supposed to, okay, so think about this. You know, all those like Ozempic and Mounjaro, those are all called GLP-1 type of medicines, whatever. What it does, and I am not a doctor, I'm not a diabetic, and I am not an endocrinologist, I am not a dietitian, so let me just disclaim that. Just thought you thought I look like one. I just play one on TV, just kidding. So what's interesting is GLP-1 is that thing that tells you you're not hungry. And one of the things those drugs have in them is that they have that in there. And so it's like, oh, I'm not hungry. And then you just don't eat as much. That's part of why it works so well. Well, you can replicate that with nutrient sequencing because apparently we all have GLP-1 in us. But surprise, surprise, wait for it. As we get older, our GLP-1 starts to go away. Are we surprised about that? Everything. Our collagen goes away. All these things go away. Oh, you're older. These are going away. Your hair with color goes away and your grays come in. Anyway, alas, I digress. So this is how nutrient sequencing works. When you get your food, you start with fiber. So by that, they're meaning things like, for example, raw vegetables. I don't even know if I put raw vegetables on my dinner plate, but anyhow, fiber. You eat your fiber first. Then you eat your lean protein and your healthy fat. I'm wondering, does it have to be lean protein? Can it be like a fat? Like, listen, a pork belly is good. Don't deny it. So you eat your lean protein and healthy fat. Healthy fat to me means avocado every day, all day. All right. Then when you're done eating that, you move on over and you have your carbs. So that is when you're going to have your breads and your pastas. If you eat in that order, they say, that's going to spark your GLP-1. It's going to get it up. So you're like, I'm not hungry anymore. It could be worth trying. But then as I'm saying this right now, isn't that kind of like meal, like, isn't that how the courses kind of go? You go with your salad first, which will be your fiber and your raw vegetables. Then you go with your lean protein, your healthy fat. So that would be like, oh, I don't know, your meat. And then you go to your breads and pastas. Well, bread usually comes earlier. Okay, so it's a little different. But your carbs would be your dessert. Have you ever started with dessert? Listen, if you want to do dinner right, you start with dessert. And it's less about eating the dessert first and more about like you feel like you're breaking rule. Like, it's so super exciting. I highly recommend you trying that. There's a little beep, but I don't know what it means. Something just good, I think, happened. I have no idea. I think we moved up a league or something. If you're watching on the talk, if you would tap the screen, that is so helpful because that gets us out to other people. It tells the talk that we are doing all good things in here. And I hope I'm not making you hungry, but I'm telling you, I'm going to try this because I do feel like I'm in a food slump. I know I'm like in a slump, and the fact of like the tire is there, the legs are touching. These are things that I don't love. My sister, whenever I'm like, my thighs are touching, she's like, my thighs have touched my whole life. Listen, this is my disclaimer. I tell her this all the time. I'm bow-legged. You know what bow-legged means? A lot of dogs are bow-legged. A lot of horses are bow-legged. Are horses bow-legged? No, people say, did you just ride a horse? Because you look like you're bow-legged when you got off of it. Things people say to me as little. So like your legs are like this. I'm sure my dog, Baylor, is bow-legged. So your legs are rounded like this. They literally, like the doctors put braces on me when I was little. And I would kick them off because they're painful. My parents were like, no, she's not wearing them. Her legs are that way. It's the way it is. I get it from my dad anyway. So my legs are like this. So my thighs by nature are not going to touch. I'm naughty by nature, not because I hate you, unless I decide to eat more and work out less, and then they touch. So I've been touching, and I'm like, why are you touching? So it's not like, oh my gosh, I've had skinny legs. Listen, I have thighs. We have my family. Mm-hmm, we have thighs. But when you're bow-legged, the thighs don't touch unless they do. So we're working on this. Anyhow, last, I'm going to try this diet. Nutrient sequencing, along with some other things. Dog mom, it's so good to see you. Thank you for being here with us. I'm telling you, tubers, you listen, come on over the talk. Rock's Talk Show is the same. It's the same name over here, so you can check us out there. So nutrient sequencing, if you're willing to try it, let me know. I'd love to know, and I'd love to know if it works. I mean, you have to do anything for a little while, but it is all over. You're going to see those words. You're like, I know what nutrient sequencing is. It's the hot diet right now. And what I kind of like about it is there's not a lot of effort that goes into it. You just eat your food in a certain order. Fiber first, then your lean protein and healthy fats, aka avocado, then your carbs, your bread and pasta. That's supposed to boost up our GLP-1. We'll test it and see. All right. Before we go into what to watch, and there's some good things this weekend. Good morning. I love you. She said, good morning, by the way. Good morning, Sue. I hope you heard me say good morning to you. You know, Sage House has played sports majority of